Have your Bible tonight. Matthew 8, verse 5. The Bible says, when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Amen. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Do you have that kind of faith today? Amen. To believe that God can? Amen. Just because he said he would? You know, in the volume of the book, it's written of him. Amen. He said he can do all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for I am a man under authority. Now watch this. I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to this another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. I want to preach tonight for just a little bit, if God will be my help, on the cure. Amen. I'm glad I know somebody tonight that knows, has the cure for everything that ails us. Amen. Amen. There's nothing in this world that'll take us that Jesus can't cure. We see this story of this centurion. And when Jesus come to Capernaum, because this centurion had heard something about the Lord. He had heard that there was somebody coming that was doing mighty miracles. And he had a servant that was laid sick of the palsy. Amen. In a paralyzed condition, not able to help himself, not able to do nothing for himself. Maybe not even able to uplift and pray for himself. But the centurion, through the kindness of his heart, he seeks out the Lord Jesus Christ, and he tells him the situation. Now I won't say, praise God, tonight, it's our responsibility. Now listen to me. It's our responsibility, if we have situations in our homes, in our hearts, in our lives, to take them to Jesus. Amen. We need to find him where he's at. And now sometimes it might take us doing a little self-examination to get to him. Amen. It might take a little bit of us trying to figure out where we are so we can figure out where he is. Amen. I've been there and done that, ain't you? Amen. But when we find him, he's able to do all things. But he said that his servant was grievously sick, grievously tormented. Amen. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Now see, he had already had a confirmation. Amen. He said, hey, okay, he said, he's sick, so I'll come. Amen. You lead the way, and I'll follow you. I'll go down to your house, and I'll make him better. You can't get no better than that. Amen. Jesus doesn't say, all right, I'll make you better. I won't say, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ tonight wants to cure and help and heal every object, pray God, that we have. It don't matter if somebody's lost. It don't matter if they're sick. It don't matter if they're distraught. It don't matter the situation in their life. The Lord is there to take care of that. See, we're living a day and time. There's a lot of physical need. Amen. There's a lot of sickness, strange sicknesses. Things that take the doctor by surprise, things they can't figure out. Amen. There's a whole lot of our folks that are going to physicians, like that woman that paid a great amount but still had an issue of blood for 12 years. Spent all her living. Amen. Went to the best. Every time she got a recommendation, she'd go to another and another and another. And they'd do all they could. But I want to say, glory be to God, one day she come to Dr. Jesus. Amen. Amen. And when she got to Dr. Jesus, praise God, through faith, she touched her. She said, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment. Amen. And when she touched the hem of his garment, virtue flowed out of him into her. And she perceived that she was healed. Amen. What made her perceive her healing? It's praise God she had in her mind if she could but touch the hem of his garment. And when she had touched that hem of his garment, she believed in her heart. Amen. I've done exactly what I needed to do to be healed. Amen. And God miraculously healed her, praise God, of that infirmity that she had. Didn't cost her a dime. Amen. The Lord had, all the physician took all of her. She didn't have it to pay anyway. I want to say, we can't buy our salvation. Amen. And we couldn't pay for it. We couldn't afford it. But Jesus paid the price for us so that we could be made free, made whole, praise God, through Him. But this centurion, he said, he's grievously tormented. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Amen. You know what he was saying? He said, my house ain't worthy of you. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And I'm just a centurion. But I like what he says here. I'm not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now that's faith. Amen. Amen. Said, Lord, if you'll say it, if you'll tell me, praise God, I'll believe it, he'll be healed. And he goes on, he says in verse 9, he says, for I am a man under authority. Now I want you to notice something about this centurion. He said, I am a man under authority. He said, there's somebody that's over me. Amen? I want to say, glory to God, there's somebody that's over us tonight. Amen. We be bop along. We think we're hitting every lick right. But praise God, I want to say tonight, without the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're not hitting like we should. Amen? He is our authority tonight. He's that power above us. And we put our faith and trust in Him. He said, I'm a man under authority. And he said, and have soldiers under me. Amen. He said, so I've got to get, he said, I have to come into subjection under the authority. And said, Lord, I'm coming. What he was doing, he's coming before the Lord and said, Lord, here I am. I'm coming, I'm trusting, I'm believing, I put my faith wholly in you. He said, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. But Rex, I believe if he had told that centurion, he said, listen, so I want you to put your right finger in your right ear, and I want you to hop around on one foot, and he'll be made whole. I believe that centurion, praise God, he would have went hopping around. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Why? Because he believed he came with a purpose. Amen. He recognized the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. If we could recognize the authority of our Lord, the power that He has over us. Man, my, it would change our lives forever. Amen. He said, hey, soldier, I have soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Amen. He said, I'm under authority. I've got people that's under me, praise God. And whatever we say, that's what happens. He said, I know, praise God, if you'll just say it, glory to God, that it'll be. Why, he was trusted in the authority of the Lord. He was trusted, praise God. If Jesus said it, then it would be the cure. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed. See, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, this is a place where all the people of God were gathered. In Israel. God's chosen people. And he said, in all of Israel, he said, I've not found this kind of faith. Amen? I got to thinking about that the other night. I wondered, what would the God find? Would he find faith if he come back today? What kind of faith would he find in you and I? Oh my. Oh me. The faith that we have to believe on Lord Jesus Christ, that He's able to do all that He said He would do. All for His glory. Amen. He said, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And He talks about these Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the kingdom of heaven. Amen. But he said, the children of the kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. He said, because of a lack of faith. He said, they're not going to get in. You say, well, how do you know, preacher? Because they disqualified Jesus. They said, we're not going to trust you. We're not going to believe it. You are the Messiah of God. They didn't believe him. They didn't believe who he was. They knew it. See, they went into it with their eyes wide open. They knew who Jesus was. They knew about the promise. But you know, the Jew today has still got blinders on their eyes. They won't read Isaiah 53. I have no part of it because they don't understand it. Amen. You know what it is? It's that it brings conviction. Amen. It tells them about a Savior, a Messiah who would bleed and die for their sins. Amen. But he said here that so they wouldn't believe. And then Jesus said to the centurion, he said, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Amen. So Jesus said, well, you believe I can heal him? And he said, okay, he's better. Now, if that was you and I, what would you do? If you had someone that was laying in the hospital, grievously ill, even unto death, tormented in the flesh, and somebody said, hey, and you prayed and said, oh, Lord, please, and the Lord spoke your heart and said, okay, he's healed. What would you do? Amen. So I'd go run to the hospital. I'd say, I come to see you. Pray God. Lord done laid on the heart that you're going to be healed. Amen. I'd go to see what happened. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. When little Waylon was up there and we went and prayed with her. And then the doctors come in and they said, praise the Lord, a miracle's happened. Amen. I didn't doubt it. I just said, glory to God. I didn't say, well, you know, is it really? Something's happened. Maybe they got somebody else's result. Maybe, no, glory. I said, glory to God. He's heard and answered prayers, praise the Lord. Amen. He's done again what he said he could do. Amen. Even to the healing of the body. And he said his servant was healed in the self same hour. Amen. When Jesus said it, it's done. Amen. And he says it. Listen, he says it all through his book. Amen. That I come to seek and to save those that love. I come to heal the brokenhearted. I come to heal those that are sick. I start saying, well, God, we're living in a world, praise God, with a lot of physical ailments. Amen. Hey, you're living in a world that's got a lot of psychological problems. They're saying on the news this morning, Brother John, that these millennials are saying because of the election in 2016 that they're stressed out and got that stuff they have from war. The PTSD, what is it? PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder, whatever it is. Amen. They said they just eat up with that because they didn't get their way. I mean, psychologically, in their mind, amen, they're messed up. Amen. But the reason they're so messed up, they ain't thinking right anyway. Amen. If they get to thinking Godward, things would be different. But you know what the problem is? They're thinking with their emotions. Amen. We get up caught up in our emotions, praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll go to running with the crowd. Instead of trusting the Lord Jesus Christ to minister to our hearts and help us, give us that we need. I mean, He's the cure tonight. Amen. If we had seek Him again, like we have so many times before, when our nation was lifted up, praise God. When we'd pull ourselves up, Brother Bill, by our bootstrings. And we'd pull ourselves together. We'd come together as one people, united under God. Amen. But now we're a country divided. Amen. Without God. What we need is get back to the basics. Lifted up praying and seeking the God of heaven. He administered our hearts. Because we see Jesus makes a difference. He said when Jesus was come into Peter's house. Now watch this. So we see physical problems. We see psychological problems. We see emotional problems. But what we have a whole lot of is spiritual problems. Amen. The spirit ain't right. Hello? That's why a lot of places, church people can't get along because spirit's not right. Amen. When the Spirit's right place, God, things come together. As Paul said, they'll be decent and in order. Amen. We know who the author of chaos is. Amen. It's the devil. He likes to throw monkey wrenches. He likes to cause chaos. You wouldn't believe I could tell you everything he's thrown at us while we've been trying to haul a little dirt. I mean, he's thrown everything he could throw at us to try to stop us, try to side rail us, try to get us discouraged. Brother Bud was out here yesterday. I mean, he brought in a load of dirt, dumped it down there, and he come back up there and he said, "Preach, something ain't right." I said, "This thing won't run." He said, "I just barely did make it." He got out and opened the hood. He said, "I've been thinking that number four cylinder's going bad. I think it may have went plumb out." And I said, "Well," I said, he opened it up and the whole motor was, the engine was covered with a diesel fuel. And I'll start up. Said, "See if you can see anything." When he fired that thing up, that thing was a spewing, just a stream of diesel fuel. I said, "My goodness." I said, "Shut it off." He shut it off and we got to look, and in order to see it, you had to pull the wiring harness and stuff back. And in behind that fuel line had broke slap in two. Now, I don't know if any of you know anything about diesels, but a diesel with those injectors, praise God, those fuel lines are 5/16 thick. ODM is 5/16. And they've got a little hole in the middle of them about the size of a pencil lead. Because there's 7,000 pounds of pressure that goes into those injectors. And it broke that line slap in half just like you'd cut it with a saw. And we got to figuring out it hadn't been that he's losing a cylinder. It's been that line had been cracked and it was blowing fuel out the whole time. It wasn't getting into the cylinder. Amen. But we looked around, couldn't find one, had to order one. It came in today. Brother Bud's truck sat out here till this afternoon. And finally come, Lynn got it on. That's why he's not here tonight. He was pushing dirt, trying to get things organized for tomorrow. Brother Wayne said he left out of here at 20 minutes after 6. But that's what the devil does. The devil ain't going to cut you no slack. Amen. He's going to throw every obstacle in your way that he can. Amen. He just can't cut you off. God won't let him. He would if he could. Especially when you get to worship and praising God like we've been doing around here. I mean, the devil don't like it much. That's why the devil don't like me preaching. He didn't want me to preach tonight. He told me, I sat over to study this morning. He said, "Why don't you just call in sick?" Amen. And you've got to be careful what you do, because we was out here working on wood here a while back. On Monday evening. And I just wore slap out. We'd worked on it all day Saturday. I'd preach 3 times Sunday at the nursing home. Come back in, worked all day Monday, 12 hours. I just wore out. I was aggravating Brother Ralph. I said, "But man, I about wore out, so I may have to call in sick Wednesday." Amen. You better be careful. But I was there today, and the old devil come out. He said, why don't you do what you said? Why don't you call in sick? Amen. I said, "Devil, I ain't going to give you the victory. If I have to squeak like a prairie dog, praise God, I'm going to stand behind that sacred death, and I'm going to preach the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and uplift Him and magnify His name, praise God, and I hope it hair lips the devil." Amen. Amen. That's why I'm staying up here tonight. I'm not coming down around there and slobbering on you. Amen. I'm going to keep all my infections to myself. Say amen right there. Amen. And when we get done, I'll have Teresa sanitize the pulpit so somebody else don't get nothing. Amen. But the devil would like nothing more than to cut us off spiritually. Yeah. Amen. If he cuts you off spiritually, then I can't even look at him. Yeah. He cuts you off spiritually, he got you right where he wants you. Mm-hmm. Amen. But when he gets to messing with you physically, and he gets a message with you psychologically, and he gets a message with you in all these different emotionally, and then he takes away your spirit through, praise God, he puts you in a bad place. Right. Amen? But he may put me in a bad place, but I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to come out of swinging, praise God. You go out because that's all I've ever knew. Amen? Being a little bitty feller and having a great old big brother, praise God, you learn at an early age, praise God, you can't quit, you just got to keep swinging and swiping, praise God, till somebody gets some relief. Kind of like old Jerry Cloudbury got when his cousin went up the tree with that wildcat and it got a hold of him. And he said, Jerry, just shoot up in amongst us. One of us got to have some relief. Amen. The devil don't like it. But Jesus is the cure for all that. All the emotional turmoil in our lives. And so Jesus deals with this centurion. Amen. And he's coming. Now he had already healed the lepers. He deals with the centurion, and now he goes to Peter's house. And here, when Jesus would come into Peter's house, now they say Peter was the first pope. But the Roman Catholic Church says that the pope is not to marry. Amen? That they're preachers, they're whatever they're called, they're not to be married. They're supposed to say celibate, supposed to say single. So if I was Peter, I'd be knocking the Lord's door and say, hey, listen, what about this? If he was not married, I'd hate to be a poor fellow that wasn't married but had a mother-in-law. Amen? Bless his heart. That's just not good. But when Jesus would come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother, his mother-in-law, laid and sick of a fever. So he had a wife and he had a mother-in-law. Amen? And so Jesus comes in there, praise God, he just got done curing these other folks, comes in there, and Peter's fixing, he says, well, you know, she's at the house, well, she's going to have dinner on the table, we're going to go in, we're going to pray, and he's going to bless the food, and boy, we're going to have us a time, and he goes in there, and there's Peter's mother-in-law, and she's been in the back bedroom, praise God, laid out on the bed, oh, I'm sick, amen, had a high fever, amen, wasn't feeling well at all. That's something just don't go away by magic. Amen? That's something to bring you down. That's something to run you down. That's something to dehydrate you. But Jesus had the cure. Amen? He said she is sick of a fever. And he, Jesus, touched her hand. And the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. Amen? When Jesus comes in the house, praise God, he is the cure. Hello? I didn't say he has the cure. I said Jesus is the cure. Amen. Listen, it don't matter what's happening in your home, in your family, in your household. Praise God, Jesus is the cure for everything that ails you. If we'll just trust him tonight. Amen? She got up and she ministered unto him. And then it goes on. It doesn't stop there. The Lord Jesus' work was never done. Amen. You know, tonight he's still not finished. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, still making intercession for you and I. Amen. Our infirmities. See, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Amen. How do you get out from under the devil? How do you get out from under a demonic influence? By the word of God. Amen. Word of God will stir you up on the inside out. Praise God. You get so full of the Spirit. Praise God. The devil don't have nowhere to live. Amen. The Holy Spirit will run a demonic spirit plumb out of town. Amen. He'll be gone. Praise God. He said, and healed all that were sick. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Now, you got loved ones that's sin sick? You got family that's out of the will of God? Those that's deceived? Those that's astray? Those that's just plain lost? Amen. Sin sick. But he said and healed all that were sick. Jesus is the cure tonight. Amen. For all those family members that we have that are sick. Amen. He's the one that can make them well. Praise God. I didn't say he's the one to make them better. Hello? I said he's the one that can make them well, glory to God. He said that might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. You know how God, you know how Lord Jesus Christ can heal completely? Because he takes our infirmities, our weaknesses, our lack of strength. He takes it upon himself and he gives us of himself the strength that he has. Amen. When we trust in him, believe on him, rely on him, adhere to him, praise God, he gives us strength that's out of this world. Amen. They say that these people out here that have been sick, and a fellow was telling me this week, said his papa was real bad sick, said they didn't think he was going to make it. And he was telling me, he said, just looks like I'm not even going to be able to get down there to see him. He's down there in Georgia. I'm not going to be able to get to see him. It like he may go out of here before I get down there this weekend. As I just stopped, I said, well, let's pray. Let's just pray and ask God just to touch that situation so you get to see your papa. And we got down and we prayed. And I said, oh, God, please. This young man wants to see his papa one more time. Lord, if it be your will, let him hang out. Hang on, praise the Lord, till he can see him. God, if it be your will. Amen. Friday come, he took off, went down there, and guess what? His papa, he said, something's happened. He's took a remarkable turn. Amen. Said he's doing it so much better. He's up, he's eating, he's doing things, praise God, that we never expected. Said he got down there and told his papa, said, papa, said, I know you like to hunt. I said, I wouldn't come down here. I'm still here. He said, papa, I know you like to hunt. Said, would you like to ease out to the old tree stand one more time? Said his papa said, boy, that would be great. Said he loaded him up, hauled him out there in the woods to that place they shared together, a special place. Amen. Why? Because God is bigger than the sickness. Amen. God's able to do things. Praise God. They healed all that were sick. You realize, praise God, he took their infirmities. Amen. He took our sickness, our sin sickness, praise God, upon himself. He that knew no sin became sin for you and I. Amen. Took on a robe of flesh. Amen. And became sin for you and I. So the Bible says what we need to do is just pray and lift up the name of Jesus and give him all the glory for what he does. Amen. James says if we just trust in the Lord, he can make us well. Amen. He says in James chapter 5, verse 7, let me give you a scripture here that to help your heart. And we'll go to the house. In James chapter 5, verse 7, he said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. The husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of earth, and hath long patience for it, until he's received the early and the later rain. Now, what he's saying here, and I said before, I preached this one time, I said, he's talking about looking upward and be calm. Amen? Looking upward toward the Lord and just be calm in where God's got us. Expect until he comes. Amen. And he's coming because he promised he would. Somebody said the other day, well, it don't seem like he's coming. It's been several thousand years, and he ain't come yet. Praise God, that don't mean he ain't coming. He's still coming because he said he would. Amen. He said, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Amen. He said, not only did he say look upward, but he said, be calm. He said, but look inward and be clean. Amen. Expecting the Lord comes. He said, grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Who's judging us? The Lord. He said, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. He said, not only look upward, he said, but look backward and see what God's already done. Amen. I can look back in my life, Brother Rex, and see what God's already done. Amen. And I expect him to finish this work that he started in me. And he'll finish the work that he started in you. Because that's what he does. He said, behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job. You thought that was just a saying, didn't you? And said, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Hey, in other words, what he said here, he said, look forward and just be consistent. Consistently looking forward, praise God, till the day that the Lord comes, takes us out of here. But listen to what else James says here in verse 13. He says, is any among you afflicted? Now, what's right after that? A question mark. Is anybody among you afflicted? You have an affliction. Things ain't going right. Problems, issues, sickness. He said, let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Question mark. Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. Amen. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. A prayer of faith. That means you got to pray believing to receive. Amen. We got to pray believing in order to receive. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. And then listen to what he says, verse 16. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I wonder how many times we pray just a little while and then we give up. Amen? That don't speak much for our consistency that we just talked about. We ought to pray consistently. If we got lost loved ones, we ought to pray consistently. Amen? Without ceasing. Well, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Keep praying and pray, praise God, till God answers that prayer. He said, Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the place of 3 years and 6 months. Amen. He said, Elias was, he said, he's just like me and you. Amen. Elijah, he said, he prayed it, and he said, it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth their fruit. He said, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted a sinner from error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. He said, there's the cure. Just praying and get a hold of God, praying, believing that God will do what he promised he'll do. Amen? That we have the cure in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given us that cure. Amen. That's why he said in Isaiah that we could just trust the Lord. We could stay with God and things would happen in our lives. It don't matter where we're at or how old we are. Hello? Look, let me show you. Look at Isaiah. Let me find it right quickly. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Let me just start at 25. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Now it's God speaking. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold that who hath created these things, that bringeth out the host by number. He calleth them by all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? In other words, you're saying that it's just like God don't care, but God does care. They're wrong. God cares about us too. But he goes on and says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. You know what that means? God won't get tired of you calling on him. He'll never get tired of hearing from you. He said, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Amen. When you're weak, he's strong. But now listen to what he says in verse 31. Verse 30 says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. He said, even young people don't have the strength in themselves. Stand. Amen. We need help. But listen to what he says in verse 30, 31. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord. Amen. That means to trust and rely on, to stay with God. Keep at it while you're here. Shall renew their strength. That means you'll get new strength, new power. God will he'll manifest himself in you. And watch this. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Praise God. He said, if you just stay with God one day, glory to God, you're going to soar. Amen. He said, God will raise you up to soar in the heights of heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking to soar one day. Bless his holy name. But you say, well, preacher, it's not... I just don't have the wings no more to soar. You know, I just feel like I can't soar. Praise God. He said, well, just take you a lap. He said, just run a while. Amen. He said, they shall run and not be weary. He said, praise God. You said, well, preacher, I ain't got in me to soar like an eagle. Praise God. He said, well, then just go ahead and run like an athlete. Amen. Praise God. Just stay. Just keep going toward God. Whatever you can do for the Lord. Amen. He's the cure. Just do what we can. Give him our best. Amen. You can't soar like an eagle, run like an athlete. He said, they shall run, not be weary. And he said, well, what about, he said, preacher, I ain't even hardly able to get around much. He said, praise God, just walk, but just keep your eyes on Jesus. He said, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. He said, hey, listen, praise God. He said, just keep walking. He said, can't fly, you can't walk, can't run, praise God. He said, just keep walking, just keep walking toward Jesus. Amen. Because he's the cure. He has all the answers to all our problems. Amen. And we just trust in Him. He's the cure for church today. He's what we need. Amen. I'm trusting in Him. How about you? Amen. He's able to do that. He's able to lift up those if we'll just wait upon the Lord, if we'll stay with Him. Amen. He'll just keep taking us up, taking us on. Praise God, because He never found a place to quit. And if we'll stay with Him, He won't let us quit either. There's no place to quit. Amen. Just keep doing the best we can do and do it all for the glory of God. I told somebody the other day, he's talking about working and things, a young person. And I said, well, just remember this. Everything you do in your life, just do it as you're doing it unto the Lord. And God will get the glory. And I guarantee you that you'll be satisfied with your result. Amen. If we do all things, why? Because He's the cure. He's that hope. All these aspects of our life, praise God, that bring us down, the Lord said, I've got that all covered. And He said, just keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Keep looking to the Lord. And He said, everything will be all right. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad tonight that we serve a God, a risen Savior, who knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly what we need? Amen. He knows where you are. He knows where I am. He knows where our families are. He knows where our lost loved ones are. He knows those that's out of the will of God. He knows. And He's the cure for all that. And all we got to do is just bow our face and say, Lord Jesus, we need help. Amen. And you know what God's going to do? God's going to begin to work. And we're seeing it. We're seeing God work. We're seeing God do miracles in our homes, our lives, our families, and our community. Amen. It's all for His glory.